A few months ago, something quietly started building up in Mexico. The US was getting uncomfortable. Washington was worried that cheap goods, especially from China, were entering the US through Mexico. Basically, goods were being routed via Mexico to avoid American tariffs. The message from the US was clear: fix this or face consequences. Now fast forward to September 2025, Mexico's president Claudia Sheinbaum introduced a bill in parliament. The idea was simple and direct. Countries without a free trade agreement with Mexico would face higher import tariffs, and this included India, China, South Korea, Thailand, Indonesia. India immediately noticed the danger. On September 30, the Indian embassy in Mexico stepped in. They spoke to Mexico's Ministry of Economy and asked for special concessions. Behind the scenes, India was already trying to calm things down. But then came December 11, 2025. Mexico's Senate and Congress approved the bill. And this was where the shock hit. From January 1, 2026, Mexico will impose tariffs ranging from 5% to 50% on over 1,400 products. For some items, like cars and auto parts, the tariff goes straight to 50%. Now imagine this. India exports both cars and auto parts to Mexico for years. Mexico is actually India's third or fourth largest car export market. 95,000 to 1 lakh units are shipped annually, which represents 6 to 7% of India's total car production. And that values around $900 million to $1 billion in passenger vehicle exports. Now, after January 1, 2026, suddenly exporting a car to Mexico becomes 50% more expensive overnight. That's not a small hit. $1 billion worth of Indian auto exports are at risk. And the Indian automobile industry is slowly heading towards panic. The Society of Indian Automobile Manufacturers has already written a letter to the Indian government. Please intervene. This can damage supply chains built over years. And the Indian government has responded saying, India reserves the right to take appropriate measures to safeguard its exporters. Now that's a diplomatic language. In simple words, it means we don't like this and we can retaliate if needed. But India is not rushing into a trade fight. Instead, New Delhi always chooses dialogue first. High-level talks are taking place. India's Commerce Secretary Rajesh Agarwal meets Mexico's Vice Economy Minister Luis Rosendo. More technical meetings are planned, and there is a bigger plan on the table. India and Mexico are now preparing to start a free trade agreement talks. An FTA could solve many problems. No FTA means tariffs. FTA means protection. But right now, we are hearing that instead of an FTA, India is pursuing preferential trade agreement, PTA, with Mexico. PTA is like countries give each other partial tariff discount on selected products only. FTA means reducing or removing import duties on most goods. Now, why is Mexico doing this? Mexico says this is about protecting jobs. More than 30% of Mexico's manufacturing jobs depend on the auto sector. Cheap imports, especially finished cars, were hurting their local factories. Mexico's economy minister even said these cars from Asia don't add value to Mexico. But then these reasons are not the whole truth. They are only the surface layer. The real truth is there is a huge US pressure in the background. Mexico's economy is structurally dependent on the US. 80% of Mexico's exports go to the US. Auto sector is deeply integrated into North American supply chains. One car crosses the US-Mexico border 6 to 8 times before final assembly. So, when Mexico says these cars from Asia don't add value to Mexico, what it really means is these imports don't fit into the US-controlled North American manufacturing ecosystem. And then the most important thing that's going to happen in 2026 is the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, USMCA Trade Review, which is coming up in 2026. In this trade review, the US can tighten rules of origin, impose new compliance conditions, threaten tariffs or investment pullback. So you see, Mexico cannot afford to look disloyal before that review. That is the reason Mexico doesn't want trouble with Washington. If Mexico disappoints North America, that is when Mexico will have serious issues with its economy and jobs. Now the next question is, we know that Trump is pressuring Mexico's president to impose this 50% tariff. But then what wonders will an FTA or a PTA can do? Because I just mentioned that there is a bigger plan on the table. As I said, India is now preparing to pursue preferential trade agreement with Mexico. An FTA or a PTA could solve many problems. Plus, it is better to have some sort of agreement than none. So what will an FTA or a PTA will do? It can help to some extent, but it is not a magic shield against US pressure. Without a bilateral agreement, Mexico can slap 50% tariff. With an FTA or a PTA, tariffs must follow agreed schedules. Putting sudden tariffs becomes legally harder, not impossible. The most important factor is FTA or PTA can encourage auto components, EV parts, electronic components can be assembled in Mexico. This move can be factored towards USMCA value addition. This will create local jobs, which if you see is politically acceptable. And then Mexico can pitch an add value locally argument to the US government. An FTA is much better than a PTA. With an FTA, instead of exporting cars, Indian companies can set up assembly plants, auto parts manufacturing plants. This way Mexico gets jobs, India gets market access, US gets supply chain control. This is how Japan, Korea survived US pressure earlier. But the truth is, none of these FTA or PTA can override US strategic dominance. If tomorrow US openly says, this Indian auto inflow threatens USMCA goals, then Mexico will choose the United States, not India. US can cripple Mexico via border checks, investment delays, tariffs, migration pressure. India cannot compensate for that scale of loss that Mexico will have if it upsets the United States. So where does this leave India? India exported $8 to $9 billion worth of goods to Mexico last year. Sectors like automobiles, electronics, pharma, textiles, plastics are all exposed. For now, India is keeping its tone calm. And that we can see why India is pushing for a preferential trade agreement with Mexico. And maybe later on, an FTA can also be an option from Indian side as a damage control and positioning tool, but then not at all a free pass. If at all India locks in a PTA deal with Mexico before the USMCA review, that will give some relief to India because it will create a legal protection against Mexico's sudden tariffs on India. But then this strategy is not something only we know. United States knows it, Mexico knows it, and the US also knows what Mexico is going to do. And to be honest, even Mexico wants to retain India-China without upsetting the United States. But the US pressure will always dominate whenever strategic red lines are crossed. For US, currently China's space near US region is that red line. And reducing China's space in this region is something which the US quietly supports. And that is the small window where India benefits. Because United States prefers India over China, even if it still controls Mexico. And this thing United States will not communicate or instruct to Mexico directly. Rather, it will watch, measure and reward alignment. That's how real foreign policy control is exercised. So if you see, this story isn't just about tariffs. It's about how global trade is changing, about how geopolitics, supply chains and pressure from big powers shape decisions. And for Indian exporters, the next few months will decide whether Mexico remains an opportunity or becomes a warning sign. I hope you found this video informative. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.